Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Have you discovered the beauty of you? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you'll want to listen closely to today's question. Have you discovered the beauty of you? Now, most people hear the word beauty or beautiful, and they automatically discount it. And they think, well, that only applies to physical attractiveness, the beautiful people, or maybe that one beautiful woman in a crowd. But the word beauty or beautiful has actually a far deeper and far grander meaning than something that would only be applied to someone's physical attributes that go no more than skin deep. And that's what I want you to think about today during this podcast. I use the term about living happy from the inside out for a reason. The inside is the very place where we conceive of so much. It's the center point of our mind, our heart, our intentions, and our desires. And it's from that inside point within us that we end up creating, discovering, and really showing forth very, very good things about ourselves that not only make us feel more empowered, more valuable, more peaceful, and definitely happier, but they also contribute to other people around us. So let's ask the question again. Have you discovered the beauty of you? And now we're going to look at the deeper meaning of the word beautiful. Beauty is defined as the quality or aggregate qualities in a person or thing that gives pleasure to the senses or pleasurably exalts the mind or the spirit. Do you see how far-reaching the word beauty is? And do you also hear within it that there's a rarefied quality that is actually calling out to you as you hear that definition and that description of beauty? And that's because there really is the beauty of you waiting to be discovered and also to be shared with other people. To kind of bring you out of your present mode of thinking, I want to just show you how much we, in our human frame, are limited in our thoughts and so much more. For one thing, if you just wanted to limit what you saw to what your natural eyesight can see, are you aware of the fact that on the light spectrum, human sight can only pick up or detect a very small sliver of what's available to be seen? We only see such a small segment of things that are out there that we miss colors and other things that totally bypass our natural vision. The same is true when it comes to hearing. We only hear a few decibels. We only hear a few octaves. There are animals like dolphins and bats, dogs, that end up hearing sounds that human beings don't recognize. They just go totally undetected by us. And then lastly, if you want to think about something like the brain, whether it's been scientifically proven or just urban myth, we have been told so many times that we only exercise or utilize about 10% of our mind. So when you consider the word beauty or beautiful, and then you want to look at it only through your natural five senses and the 10% of your mind that we think you use, can you see that there is so much more beauty to behold that we've yet to tap into because we've limited our concepts by our natural senses or, furthermore, by the things that we've only seen, heard, or known up until now? It's like saying, well, because I've never seen it before, it doesn't exist. It doesn't take you much to go back in history, back in time, and realize how many people have said things in the past that would never come true and that we're living today. they have become new realities for us. So I want to give you, again, a definition for the word beauty, because specifically I want you to start thinking about the truth that there is a beauty of you. And whether or not your natural eyesight has yet to see it, your natural ears have yet to hear anybody reference your beauty, including yourself, or your mind that has never conceived up until now the reality that there is an additional space and place and awareness to behold about your beauty. Here's your definition. Beauty is the quality present in a thing or person that gives intense pleasure or deep satisfaction to the mind, whether it's arising from sensory manifestation like shape, color, sound, etc., whether it comes from a meaningful design or pattern, or something else as a personality in which high spiritual qualities are manifest. Manifest. You have something within you. You might have never seen it, heard of it, or even thought about it, but it is nonetheless the beauty that is you. It's the beauty of you. If you have been like me and like other people who've ever wondered, is there any more to life? You would not have asked that question unless you already knew the answer. The answer being, yes, there is more. I want you to consider something very deep today, but it's also a truth. The more that you've been looking for in life is you. There is a beauty of you. There are qualities of you. There are elements to you that are waiting to be brought to the surface and made manifest so that not only will they make you so happy when they come to the forefront, but they will also give great pleasure to others who become aware of your beauty. You are a beauty that the world has been waiting for. We have never seen it before. We may never have conceived of it up until now, but yet we are waiting for it to be disclosed and made manifest in you. Wherever you are today, I hope you will listen in again to this podcast because you already know it's the truth. There is a discovery, and that discovery is the beauty of you. Well, that's been my thought for you today, but before we go, let's tune in and listen to what somebody else wants to share with us about what makes them happy from the inside out, too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
My name is Jody Flynn, and I'm from Portland, Maine. I am the host and founder of Women Taking the Lead, where I inspire women from humble beginnings to overcome self-doubt so they can lead with confidence, integrity, and of course, a sense of humor. And what makes my heart happy is spending time with my nieces and nephews and really getting their perspective so that I can see the world through their eyes. And that's what makes my heart happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.